This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi released the 20th installment of Kisan Samman Nidhi and transferred 20,500 crore rupees directly to the bank accounts of over 9 crore 70 lakh farmers across the country from Varanasi today. Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and inaugurated 52 developmental projects worth 2,200 crore rupees. Addressing the gathering, PM highlighted his connection with Kashi and said that after the success of Operation Sindoor, he is visiting Kashi for the first time. With the grace of Baba Vishwanath, India has given justice to the victims of the Pahalgam attack. Talking about farmers, PM Modi said that PM Kisan Samman Nidhi is an example of government commitment towards farmers' welfare. He said that our government has worked with full force to solve every problem of the farmers in the last decade.
आज यहाँ एक विराट किसान उत्सव का आयोजन हो रहा है देश के 10 करोड़ किसान भाइयों बहनों के खातों में 21,000 करोड़ रुपए पीएम किसान सम्मान निधि के रूप में भेजे गए हैं और जब काशी से धन जाता है ना वो तो अपने आप प्रसाद बन जाता है
The PM informed that the government has also launched a new scheme, PM Dhan Dhanya Yojana, for farmers. The PM also appealed to everyone to give priority to vocal for local and give priority to local products during the festive season.
और जो चीज भारत के लोगों के कौशल्य से बनी है, भारत के लोगों के पसीने से बनी है, हमारे लिए बहुत स्वदेशी है. हमें वोकल फॉर लोकल मंत्र को अपनाना होगा. हम संकल्प ले कि हम मेक इन इंडिया प्रोडक्ट्स को ही बढ़ावा देंगे हमारे घर में जो भी नया सामान आएगा वो स्वदेशी ही होगा ये जिम्मेदारी हर देशवासी को लेनी होगी
Speaking on the occasion, CM Yogi Adityanath said that in the last 11 years, under the leadership of the Prime Minister, various schemes have been launched by farmers. He added that whether it is the central or the state government, the welfare of farmers remains a priority. A Delhi court has issued a notice to Robert Vadra, husband of Congress MP Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, in connection with the Shikhopur land deal case. The Rouse Avenue court took cognizance of the charge sheet filed by the Enforcement Directorate ED in the high-profile money laundering case and issued notices to a total of 11 individuals, including Vadra. The case will come up for further hearing on the 28th of August. The ED has filed a charge sheet against Vadra and 10 others in a case involving the alleged purchase of 3.53 acres of land in Shikhopur village, Gurugram, through alleged fraudulent means. The investigating agency claims that the proceeds of crime were routed through multiple companies controlled by Vadra. In Jammu and Kashmir, a terrorist has been killed in an ongoing encounter with security forces in the Akhal Dev Sar area of Kulgam district this morning. The encounter began last evening after specific information about the presence of terrorists in the area. The joint operation was launched by the Army, J&K Police and the CRPF. Intermittent and intense firefight continued through the night. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Assam, Meghalaya, West Bengal and Sikkim today. It has also predicted very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh and Bihar. Heavy rainfall is likely over Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Kerala, Mahi, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand for the next 2 days. The Amrit Udyan, located within the Rashtrapati Bhavan, will be open to the public from the 16th of this month to the 14th of next month. The President's Secretariat, in a statement, informed that the garden will be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. with the last entry at 5:15 p.m. and will remain closed on Mondays for maintenance. Entry is free for everyone. In cricket, India will resume their second innings against hosts England on day 3 of the 5th and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.